A federal investigation into Jane Sanders is becoming a political problem for her husband, Bernie Sanders, the senator from Vermont. The allegations come from Jane Sanders' time as president of Burlington College. That's a small liberal arts college that closed last year because of financial problems. Reporter Taylor Dobbs has been covering this story for Vermont Public Radio, and he's here with us now. Hello.
Hi there.
So just tell us some of the details of this investigation.
So Jane Sanders became president of Burlington College in 2004, and she had a plan to sort of expand the college, grow onto a new campus. So they applied for a loan for a new campus in 2010. It was a $10 million deal, and she said the college had millions of dollars flowing in donations, and also there would be growing student enrollment. She got the loan, and the deal went through in 2010. She left the college in 2011, and then it shut down last year, like you said, because of money problems. People at the college think that debt from the new campus is really what did the school in financially. But the investigation is focused mostly on whether or not Jane Sanders knowingly made false statements to lenders when they were getting that loan in 2010.
Is there any evidence that Jane Sanders did mislead those lenders?
Well, we don't know what investigators have because they won't even comment on whether or not there is, in fact, an investigation. We know about the investigation because former staff and trustees have said that they were contacted by federal investigators, and those investigators were asking questions about the finances as they related to that land deal, the financial claims that Jane Sanders made as she was applying for the loan. We know there's at least one donor who Jane Sanders said was going to give multiple gifts over a period of time, and she has since said that that was actually a bequest that was supposed to be paid out upon her death. So there were some inconsistencies there, but it's really not clear if that was a simple misunderstanding or something more sinister.
And how is all of this related, if at all, to Bernie Sanders? I mean, how does she fit into his political career?
So she's very close to Bernie's political career. I mean, on the campaign trail, she was there almost every day. She was taking the stage with him at campaign events in rural Iowa. So what she has done in her past does somewhat reflect on what Bernie Sanders is doing right now with his politics, just by virtue of that close association.
Has Senator Sanders said anything about the investigation?
So he's been somewhat annoyed by this. He says his wife did nothing wrong, and this is entirely politically motivated. There are definitely politics involved. That's undeniable. The investigation actually started last year after a request from Brady Tunsing, who was Donald Trump's campaign chair in Vermont in 2016, and he's also co-chairman of the Vermont Republican Party. Bernie Sanders says this is all coming from the Republican Party, but Brady Tunsing points out that this investigation started when President Barack Obama was in office, not Donald Trump. And he says that takes some of the partisanship out of the picture.
Is there any indication that Senator Bernie Sanders himself has done anything wrong?
So there's no evidence that's been reported so far that Bernie Sanders had any role in this loan application process in 2010. And there's also no public evidence that he is himself under investigation. Brady Tunsing did try to cast some suspicion on him with a letter suggesting he may have abused his power as a senator. But that really hasn't panned out, and there's no evidence that that actually happened. But this is all important because Bernie is still doing national speaking tours. He's still on the talk shows almost every day. And people around him and Vermonters who are very strong supporters of him are expecting that maybe he'll run again in 2020. And if that's the case, this issue could really continue to dog him into that campaign.
Taylor Dobbs of Vermont Public Radio, thank you very much.
Happy to be here.